Good morning, all our friends there in Soap Lake, long ways away from here in Rio de Janeiro. I'm so happy that through technology I can share this way a little report from here down in Brazil, and also just a couple of things that the Lord's been teaching us in the last week. I'm thankful that John gave us a call, or actually wrote us on Facebook, I think, and asked if we could fill in for Andrew while he's away with the new baby. And it's our great privilege to be able to do this. And I'd rather do this live, because now for months I've been preaching and teaching to a computer screen, and now I'm talking to a camera lens. But I'm trying to imagine all of you guys out there in the chairs there of the sanctuary, or wherever you're going to watch this. It would be so much better if we could actually be there in person, but I'm thankful that at least we can do it this way. So let me kind of bring you up to date on where we are. First of all, I want to thank you for your prayers for Don and I, our family, and Joanna too, as we kind of wrote out the COVID-19 thing. We got a very light case in comparison to a lot of people, so we're very thankful for that. And even that very light case was not fun. And so it's, you know, even there are a lot of people that kind of wonder if it's, you know, a big deal or not. And I would say, well, if what we had, our doctor said, was a light case, then I really wouldn't want anybody to catch this. But we're thankful that we're back on track. And whatever tiredness that we feel these days is more just from normal everyday stress, not because we've lost all our energy from the sickness. So we're very grateful for your prayers during that time while we were sick. We really do feel that we're kind of back on the road now with our recovery. It's been a lot of good things happening, even though, you know, we haven't met as a church now for over 4 months, which is really weird, not being able to meet face-to-face with your people. We've seen some people face-to-face, but not having an actual group meeting is just difficult. And of course, just the normal pastoral work of counseling, and a lot of things get done on Sundays in conversations that happen before Sunday school, or that happen after church, or you notice things at church. You notice how people arrive, if they're, how their faces are. There's just a lot of information that we gather on Sundays, or on Wednesday nights or Thursday nights when we have prayer meeting, that right now we just don't have. And so, you know, we have to rely on video calls, or phone calls, or emails, or chats, or whatever, which we're all thankful for. But it really does make ministry challenging, I think is a good word for it. So just continue to pray, not just for us, but for all of your missionaries and your pastor too, although it sounds like you've been able to go back at least somewhat to a limited being together, you know, at your church. But there are definite challenges to ministering during this pandemic, and so you just pray for us in that respect. But on the bright side, we've been transmitting now our services in the morning and at night. In the night, we participate in a citywide church service where we have kind of a list of pastors, and each Sunday night one of them preaches, and so it kind of gives each one of us, gives us a little bit of time off, and it also gives our fellowship of churches here an opportunity to hear the entire group of pastors, not just their normal home pastor. So that's been a kind of a neat thing to be a part of. But the particular, our Sunday morning services and our Thursday night service have been very well attended, and in fact we know that these messages are getting into homes of people that have never darkened the door of our church, some of whom probably never would come to our church, but who are showing up digitally. And so we know that at least the gospel is falling into their minds, and we're just praying that the Lord can use that, and perhaps we'll have some opportunity to be able to talk with them personally down the way. But we're thankful for these special and unusual opportunities to plant the gospel seed into lives of people who are nearby. But we know of people even in other states, and even some in other countries, that are watching occasionally our broadcast. Due to government restrictions here, we've pretty much determined that our rental facility is just not going to be feasible to go back to unless the government changes its restrictions. We just don't have enough space, nor do we have enough like ventilation. We just have the front doors, we don't have any windows, and so it just doesn't create a really good atmosphere to bring people into to be able to do services. And so we haven't told the owner yet that we're going to drop out of that contract. We're still praying about that, because the other thing that we're praying about is actually running after and pursuing our permanent piece of property. I know some of you have been following, I'm sure the church has been following, how the Lord has been providing funds in amazing ways during these last few months. You know, isn't it just like the Lord during time when people, a lot of people are out of work, when you would think that budgets would be shrinking, when you would think that people wouldn't have extra money to give, and yet it's during these months that the Lord has provided enough funds for us to really start chasing after a permanent piece of property of our own. In conjunction with that, because of all of the world situation, He's also given us a higher exchange rate. Right now, at the beginning of the year, the dollar was a little over 3-1. Right now, it's over 5-1, and it's even gotten close to 6-1, which means that whatever funds we have in the States, we exchange them for a much higher value here in Brazil, which means we have a better buying power when we go chasing after property. So we're just so thankful to the Lord how He manages all of that. We see the Lord's hand in all of that. I would ask for your prayers. We've been negotiating. There's been a specific piece of property that we've been after for a couple years. And in the last 2 weeks, we've been trying to negotiate that. We got a very disappointing response yesterday to our last proposal. And so tomorrow we'll be meeting with the church and asking if we should go up a little bit higher, or if we should just leave this proposal on the table and maybe search for something else. We really want to know the Lord's will on this. So I pray that, I just ask that you would pray for our for wisdom, and that we as a church, leadership and church, that all of us would have a real sense of God's direction. We don't want to misspend the funds that so many folks have sent in. And while I'm on the question of, on the subject of funds, I just want to thank you on behalf of the church. We'll be writing letters later about this, but just so, we're so grateful for you as a church that have given so much, and I know there are individuals probably who have given as well to the ministry here, specifically for the purchase of property. And we're just so grateful for your big-heartedness, for your sacrifice. We imagine it's not easy to give during this time as well, and yet you care for the ministry around the world, and we just want to thank you for that. So pray for wisdom. This next week we'll be looking at other properties as we pray about whether to make a counter proposal on the property that we've been looking at for quite some time. Pray also just for opportunities to talk with our neighbors. As we speak, there's a big party going out, and maybe you'll even hear some of the noise come through, I'm not sure, coming through the mic. We're not sleeping as well as we normally do, because these parties are not just on the weekend now. Oftentimes they're during the week and can go on until like 4 or 5 in the morning. That makes it hard to love your neighbor. And a lot of times we look at each other and we're just, you know, like you'd like to rip out the electrical cords or do something. But just pray for us that we would have patience, that we would have mercy in our hearts, and that we would actually pray for the Lord to give us opportunities and open doors to speak to our neighbors. It's obvious by the way they carry on through the night that they're looking for pleasure and they're looking for happiness in all the wrong places. So we just ask that you would pray along those lines as well. These are really turbulent times, and we're thankful that we're going right now with our assistant pastor Matheus is leading us on a study on our prayer meeting night through the fruit of the Spirit. And this last week, he started in on peace, which is an amazing and deep topic. And while I was perusing a lot of the verses in the New Testament on peace, I ran across a gem that I just don't remember. I mean, I've read the Bible a number of times, and this verse just jumped right off the page at me. And it's in the very end of 2 Thessalonians, and Paul says, he says this in 2 Thessalonians 3:16. He says, "Now may the Lord of peace himself give you peace always in every way. The Lord be with you all." Man, there's just so much in that verse. I could actually preach a 45-minute message, but I'm going to keep it really, really brief. You know, this is a prayer that Paul is preaching or praying for the people there in the church, and he addresses, you know, the Lord of peace. Jesus Christ is the Lord of divine peace, not of the world's peace, because the world's peace is all based on circumstances and everything. In John chapter 14, right before Jesus went to the cross, in his last conversation with his disciples, he told them, "I give you my peace." This is something that is Jesus's, that's one of his possessions that he can give, is his peace. And later on, Paul in the book of Ephesians will tell us that Jesus is our peace because of the work that he did on the cross. He's the one that opened up our way back to God the Father, and so that we are at peace with God, and so can have the peace of God in our hearts. But then Paul says, he says here, "May the Lord of peace himself," you know, not that he would ferry this out in kind of a third party to angels or some other creature to bring us peace, but that he himself, being the Lord of peace, would personally give this peace into our hearts. And then there are these words that are very important. He says, "Now may the Lord of peace himself give you peace always in every way." And that word "way" in Portuguese is translated circumstances, which is a little bit, maybe a little bit clearer, at least in my mind. So he's saying that he would give you peace always, constantly, every day, all day long, just a flowing peace in every circumstance. And so there isn't a circumstance that I shouldn't be able to enjoy this peace, because the peace of God and the peace that Jesus gives us is not based on what's going on around me. It's based on him, and he never changes. And so the peace doesn't have to change just because today my circumstances are great or tomorrow my circumstances are horrible. I should be able to enjoy that peace no matter what. That's Paul's prayer, that Jesus himself, the Lord of peace, will be able to give to you a continual, daily, moment-by-moment peace that reigns in your heart regardless of what's going on in the day. So that's a prayer that I pray for you. I'm praying this for myself, because right now we're living in just really crazy times. And with all of the situation around the church, and, you know, wanting, we really want to get into the church property, and so you can be anxious around that. The situations in the city with the violence and with the crazy things going on in the park next door, we can get a little anxious. And yet, this verse just kind of fell like lotion, like balsam on my heart, just saying, look, in all of this that's going on, the Lord of peace himself can give you peace to live through all of this in a way that's not agitated, in a way that's tranquil, in a way that really will honor and glorify him. Pray that for us here. Pray that for me as your missionary. Pray that for Dawn and Joanna as well in ministry here, that we would have that peace in the things that we're doing. And rest assured that we'll be praying that you'll have that peace as well in whatever situations you might be facing there in Soap Lake. Thanks again so much for allowing us to share this morning. Let's just have a word of prayer. I'm going to imagine you out there, and let's just pray as we finish our time together. Thank you, Lord, for all of our amazing, wonderful friends there at Soap Lake, at First Baptist of Soap Lake. Lord, I pray that you would be with them. I don't know, I have no idea of all the situations that they might be facing individually. I do know that Pastor Andrew and Hannah have been through a crazy week, and I pray that they might sense your peace working in their hearts, but also as a church and as individuals, that not just them, but that we all might be able to receive from you this wonderful, amazing peace that only Jesus can give us. Thank you, Lord, for giving us this opportunity to serve you together. And it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. We love you.